Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to another team profile and projection here on Talking Baseball, where we have been giving you an episode a day every day until opening day because we're excited that baseball is back. Major League Baseball, that is, where the San Diego Padres exist. Last year they finished third in the NL West. They won 82 games, they lost 80. You guys ranked them 13th. In Major League Baseball. And this is a little bit of an interesting one, in my opinion, because they have some heavy hitters. And then they have the rest of the team. Jake, they lost some guys.
They lost. We all have lost. But they did add. They retooled a lot of the bullpen. Wandy Peralta, Yuki Matsui, and Woosuck Go. Hello. Ooh,
hello.
Michael King, Randy Vasquez. Michael King is very good. It's very exciting for Padre fans. Vasquez and Brito, talented young pitchers. See if something clicks there. Higgy behind the dish. And Yel De Los Santos. Oh, nice little MLB reliever. A couple other guys fighting for spots on minor league deals. The who they lost section. I mean, arguably the most tragic that we'll do on any of these. Josh Hader.
Oh, boy.
He's in Houston now.
One of the best at his position.
Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Nick Martinez. Couple guys that all threw 100-plus innings at a pretty nice rate last year. Gary Sanchez came in, hit some homers, and caught Cy Young winner Blake Snell. Currently a free agent, but not a lot of San Diego rumors. Oh, my God, they traded Juan Soto. They traded Juan Soto. He's a Yankee. Trent Grisham, Matt Carpenter, Scott Barlow, Nola Cooper, G-Man, yow, DrewProm.com. A lot of bodies moved out. I don't know if enough have moved in. Trev, I know there's guys in that lineup. What about the whole thing?
This is going to be interesting to see how they construct it because all those guys you're talking about are all right-handed. So, like, do they just stack them all at the top of the lineup? Do they try to finagle some lefties somewhere in there? It'll be interesting. We know the mainstays. Ha-Sung Kim's going to be there at short this year because they're moving Xander Bogaerts full-time over to second base. We got Manny Machado most likely going to be most of the time at third base, although I'm sure he'll see some times at DH as well. You got those three guys plus Jake Cronenworth at first base. Those are going to be your infielders. Where is Cronenworth going to hit in the lineup? There's a couple beat writers asking, should he hit right in the middle of it to break up those righties? That'll be interesting to see what Schilt does there. Other than that, we got Fernando Tatis Jr. in right field. Campusano's going to catch. And then we don't really know, like, who's going to be the DH? Who's going to play center field for them? Is it going to be Jackson Merrill? Is it going to be Jacob Marcy? Is it going to be Profar? Is it going to be someone else that they bring in? So there's a lot of, like you mentioned, there's a lot of high-end talent here. It's the depth that we really got to figure out. Are they going to go straight young guys? A lot of these guys we're talking about, Jackson Merrill, Jacob Marcy, they don't have a lot of upper minor league level seasoning, if you will, but sometimes that doesn't matter. Marcy's coming off an AFL, Arizona Fall League MVP. Like, you just stick him out there and see what happens. Some bench pieces for them. Higashioka could be the backup catcher. Cal Mitchell. There's just a lot of different options. We don't know exactly how it's going to shake out. I guess spring training will decide some things for them. Tyler Wade is also there as well. So there's bodies there. It's just interesting to see what's going to happen. Because I don't really know. I don't think they do either. Not yet. James, tell us about that rotation.
You got Joe Musgrove.
Yes.
He's coming back. Missed the second half of last year. Yu Darvish. Pitched all season. I think to not great results, but a lot of winning efforts, I guess. Michael King, slated as their three pitcher, which is interesting to me. has all the skill in the world, and I like him a whole bunch, but that's, he's only started for half a year. Pedro Avila. He had some a lot of games last year. Started, I don't know, seven games or so. Was much better in relief appearances last year. And then Randy Vasquez, Yankees prospect that came over, is their fifth starter as of right now. They also got Johnny Brito in the Soto trade, and he could get some starts maybe. And the bullpen, they added a bunch of names. They got Robert Suarez. Then they went out and they got Yuki Matsui. How do you say? Angel De Los Santos? Luis Patina. Yeah. Tom Cosgrove. Yeah, standard. Wandy Peralta is awesome. Steven Wilson and Woosuck Go. Mm. This, to me, can be summed up in three losses. Okay, you lost Blake Snell. He won the Cy Young. Okay, you lost Josh Hader. He's one of the best closers in baseball. And you lost Juan Soto, one of the best hitters in baseball. So three of the losses are arguably top three at their position in the sport last year. That's, you cannot fill that in any way. Now, they got a lot of underperformance from like their top heavy hitters, I think, in a way, or like it just never came together like you thought it would. So I still think there's enough at the top to carry these guys to where, I guess that's my question.
The top of what? The rotation, the lineup? What are you talking about? Just in not general, the roster?
The lineup. Lineup and defense. The pitching is like, there's an upside. There's also a, you know, three stories underground, two stories above.
Oh.
One of those setups.
I mean, look, yeah, we mentioned the high-end talent. Everyone knows they got that. Those guys have to do what they, you know, have been doing in their careers. They have to be elite baseball players. And then the young guys, if that's what ends up happening, we're just getting guys from the system, they, you got to step up, whoever it may be. Now, is it Schilt platooning the right way? Is it just letting these guys, you know, letting someone have a crack at a starting job and seeing if he can succeed at the major league level? Like, these are all the decisions that they're going through right now in spring training. I mean, they have voids in the lineup, in the roster that need to be filled by somebody. And I don't know exactly, I guess Padres fans, let us know. Like, what would you consider the direction of the franchise right now? Like, are you on your way up? Are you on your way down? Are you trying to float and just tread water? And for what reason that would be, I have no idea. So if you're cutting payroll, which you obviously have done, it's hard to add in free agency. So you're just relying on the names that you have there and then within the system. I guess there are still chances for trades, but right now it seems like you're treading water when you should try to be going like this. And I don't think they have the ability to do that anymore.
Man, it's really tough. I mean, obviously there's the whole Seidler part of this that he went all in and then passed away. It feels like the Padres, and this is where it gets gross with baseball, and Jim will usually call me out if I say, like, wow, this team's entering they should be in a five-year window. That doesn't really exist, unless you're like the Dodgers, who, by the way, they play in the same division as the Dodgers, and the Dodgers added everybody. So if you're the Padres, you lost three, like, potential 1-1 draft picks on the 2023 season at what they were. Like, okay, if Juan Soto's the left fielder, might have been the number one left fielder in baseball. If you're drafting closers, Hader would have probably been the one pick. And after, if we're doing it on last season, what Snell did last year in the National League, and I don't know, man, I guess I get even more scared because there's some nice things here. The one-run game thing. I say it for other teams. I need to say it with the Padres. They had a historically bad one-run game history last year that we probably should have been talking about a 90-win Padres team. And I think if we were, we'd be saying, like, whoa, these Padres are about to take a step back this year. But that didn't happen. that people just kind of have them floating, and there's talks of, you know, Tatis is going to bounce back, and Campusano looks like he's got a chance to be a really something. But, man, I get really scared with how much pitching they lost. Like, I don't care what you think about Blake Snell. He won the Cy Young. He was the best pitcher in the National League last year. Your team and whatever they're offering him contract-wise, because they're worried about his walks in the future, don't give a shit. Sorry. He was the best pitcher. And Lugo and Waka were really, really good, too. So, I don't know, man. Depth was a problem with this team last year. The second part of their lineup, that was a problem last year. And now there's more depth issues all over the roster that, I don't know, the snakes seem on the way up. Giants are weird. Padres, man, I'm looking and I'm worried.
You know what Manny I'm worried
Machado's
about?
Manny Machado's recovery. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. I'm just worried about the manager situation. You know, Bob Mel, Bo Mel is a player's manager. Like, you loved him, Trev. People like him. He is really respected by players. And then that whole article that came out last year that The Athletic wrote where Preller wants to be the good guy, so he makes his managers be the bad guy, and Bo Mel didn't like doing that. Like, he didn't like having to be, like, the bad guy to the players because he's a player's manager. Didn't work out. So he's gone. And they bring in Schilt, a guy who the players ran out of town in St. Louis because they didn't like his approach to managing players. So this seems like an awful situation. It's like Preller got his bad guy that the players aren't going to like. And does he think that's going to work out now? Because you got guys that aren't going to enjoy that. You got, like, top-heavy veterans, and then you got a team that just lost half its, like, all of its best players and didn't replace them. So if you're some of those Padres players, I think you're going to be like, what the fuck's going on? It stinks.
In that regards, I feel like it should be a hands-off type of managerial approach because you have these guys in the clubhouse. You have Manny Machado, you have Xander Bogaerts that, you know, been around the block, been, you know, they understand how to handle a clubhouse. Same with the pitching staff. Like, you got some veterans there. It should be more of a hands-off approach. I understand there are some young guys trying to crack the roster. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's an interesting take there, because I remember that article coming out, good cop, bad cop. Schilt can definitely be the bad cop easily.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to have to be. I feel like this team doesn't need that. Like, let him go play. Like, actually give him something on the roster instead of thinking about how you're going to, you know, good cop, bad cop, your own team? What? That doesn't make any sense.
Player Trev not liking that. I'm trying to find my glass half fulls.
The lineup can be good.
And defense.
Like, those are the things you can point to and say they can win ball games with this lineup, with that defense.
Hey, I also love when a team swallows the frog a little bit. Remember when Bogart signed and the first question at his $300 million press conference is like, will you move off short? You're like, hey, I thought this was kind of like a happy fun day. They did it. Ha-Seong Kim's going to play short. And he's one of the most talented defenders, I think, in all of MLB. Like, just watching him play is chef's kiss. All right, if guys are willing to do that, like, that's one of those, something like that can kind of loom over a clubhouse a little bit. Like, basically, you're saying we're not doing something that optimizes us as a team. Like, that's everything that's, like, anti-Rays. Like, all the teams that we talk about how they get the most out of their team. Like, that was kind of just looming. So the fact they got in front of that in spring training, I like that. I like the top half of the lineup. The bullpen, in a weird way, has a chance to click. Like, I just don't know what we're getting from Matsui, who was really well-liked in this prospect. Woosuck Go, not as much, but hey, wild card, bitches. Like, let's see what you got. That maybe it comes together down there, but man, oh man. I'm worried about the depth. I know, like, this team is begging to bring in, like, an Eddie Rosario, who's still a free agent. And if you do that, great, Padres. I'll start buying a little more stock, but I don't know. Right now, it's nervous times.
Give me Eddie Rosario in left field. One of the young guys in center field. Leave Tatis in right field.
Sure.
You have your infield set. Now go add a starting pitcher. It doesn't have to be Montgomery or Snell. I mean, it's not going to be one of those two guys. Like, I would keep mentioning the Renzen in these TPPs because he hasn't signed anywhere as of yet. But, like, go get some starting pitching depth.
Well, I don't think they're adding.
They might have to.
I think they're not trying to win.
That's crazy to me.
I think they're trying to be sustainable and, like, get under payroll, the tax and cut payroll. Like,
you still got to with those guys, you're paying them forever. You got to at some point.
I think they are paying them forever, which allows them to regroup for a year or two since they got fucking four players on the books until 2030.
How do you feel as a fan base?
Weird.
You got sold the dream, baby. We're slaying the dragon. We sign all these dudes. We trade for Juan Soto. We bring in Josh Hader. Like, you are just living the life of luxury. It's like you're living my life. Mm. Then all of a sudden you're living Jake's life.
Mm. It's just crazy because, like, they don't have anything coming off the books until 2028.
Yeah, that's where Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in Eddie Rosario, if he's 1 year, $7 million, I think the Padres are just hoping, like, his price tag gets to a level. Because, like, right now in their...
Well, what have they added so far?
Well, I mean, there's the parts in, parts out in the Soto trade. Relievers.
So if all the relievers and Eddie Rosario equal $40 million, then you shouldn't have traded Soto. I'd be fucking bullshit mad as a fan if they spend $40 million on bit pieces don't have an engine.
But then it goes to they knew they weren't going to re-sign Juan Soto, so they wanted to get assets. Like, they're hoping Michael King is a starter for
exactly.
them for multiple
years.
Exactly,
so then just don't sign
Vasquez
for this year. So then take this year off and go sign for the next couple years. Next free agency class is way better than this free agency class.
Yeah, but if you could do, like, an Eddie Rosario with... It gives you a little bit of a hope, and then if the trade deadline comes around, you could trade him for
he's a great fit for this team. Like, an absolutely perfect fit. They need left-handed bats. They need a left fielder. Like, hey... Here he is.
They need pitching.
Yeah, they got some guys that they're decently high on too. So maybe they're just waiting on those guys to come around. Snelling is one of them.
Well, that's fine if it's a waiting game.
Call up the kid Salas, right? Let's get the electricity going. What's he? 13?
He's 14 years old. Yeah. Oh man, it is difficult to find where you kind of stand on this roster because you're looking at the bright shiny pieces and you're intrigued by that and you're like, hey man, like, some of the young guys can go, but it just keeps coming back to the starting rotation to me.
They're gonna trade Kim. That's why they moved him to shortstop. Yeah, he's better, but if they're not in it this year, they're gonna trade him and get pieces back. His value is way higher if he's playing short the first half of the year than if he's not.
Has a team ever lost, like, that good of group of players in 1 year? Like, arguably the best reliever, arguably the best left fielder, and the Cy Young.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Huh. Definitely not without, like, they planned to bottom out now, which they aren't. They're not trying to bottom out.
That year is remembered as, like, an all-time disappointment with those performers.
Yeah, because of the one-run games and the Clayton Kershaw meme. That's it.
Man, I hope they know something we don't. You know, 20-year-old Jackson Merrill, who's a big-time prospect and a lefty, does he get the look this year? And he's a dude, and that's one of the lefty problems we've been talking about. I just don't know, man. I know Padre fans, empty it out in the comments. Let us know what we're missing on your heartstrings. But it's really weird.
Now I know. I get it. They don't want to have Eddie Rosario and Eggy Rosario.
Yeah.
You can't have both. I get it.
Schilt can't process that.
No. Lineup's wrong all the time. The other E Rosario.
I've got, like, a kind of rude thing. If we were looking for the
yeah, let's get rude.
The clip funny. That we wouldn't clip. It feels like half this team is Dodgers, half this team is A's.
Oh my God.
Name each half by name.
Put them in a category now.
They kind of know it. They kind of know it. And I know what else. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. basically the top half of the San Diego team. NBA season is in full swing, and they are giving you a no-sweaty first betty. You find a bet you like. You bet up to $1,000 on it. If it hits, good. I mean, that's a pretty nice situation. If it doesn't, you're still good. You get a no-sweat bet back of the same amount of money. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code TALKING. Get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code TALKING only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
The number, as it currently sits in the DraftKings Sportsbook, is 81.5. And a half. Did I say 81.5? I might have. Mind you, they went last year in a very disappointing season with all those guys we mentioned, 82-80. I am going to take the under, and I might lock it in. Did I give a lock already?
You had Brewers over 76.5 as your all caps. I type Trevor's lock.
Okay, I can't lock this one in, but I'm taking the under here. I want it to happen. I do. And it could come back to bite me, man. Like, this team could just show up and just all of a sudden we're like, dang, we're all the superstars. We talked about the Dodgers half of the lineup. But right now, looking at it, I got to take the under.
What if I told you to expect a lot more stolen bases of third base? Would that change your mind?
I like taking the extra base, James. I do, but it would not.
Last year, the Padres, they were 137 rate plus at stealing third base. They were upper echelon. And Mike Schilt loves it. Mm. Every time he's been a manager, his team has been a third base stealing team.
Okay.
I'm going to take the under. I don't like the rotation situation, nor the managerial situation, nor the clubhouse vibes.
A threefer.
Yeah. I love the defense. Just throw that ball and let them go get it. Like, if this team and these young pitchers are walking people, I think you got to be like, yo, look behind you. We have gloves, infield and outfield. Put it in the zone.
Yeah, I think you guys know I'm going sweep week at this point. I'm going under. For me, I mentioned it during the Giants TPP. I think you're either Giants or Padres. Like, I don't think you could be both. And I don't know. I kind of believe in a little bit of the Giants voodoo and their manager change, and a little more worried about the Padres voodoo and their manager change. So I'm going under with the Fathers.
We all did take Giants over. The managerial thing, though, Bomel was just here. It didn't work out. It's better for the Giants.
You hate Bomel. You're saying that on the record.
No. You know how I feel about managers. The only one that matters is Craig Counsell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's Preller's team. Leave your comments. We will reply to each and every one thoughtfully.
Chandler Siegel? Was that your number one?
Oh, no. Oh, they got a lot of good names. They got Homer Bush, Jagger Hines, Zach Rex, Tucapita Mercado, and Wusucko. I mean, Dick Lovelady, Wusucko, we're on a heater.
Glenn Otto?
You got better Mexican food than LA. I'll give that to you.
Ooh. It's closer to Mexico. Logistics.
I'm so hungry.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.